101 years ago, in the rolling hills of Nelson County, five brothers from a family of 11 kids started a business growing apples and peaches. They learned early that you could lose a crop to bugs. And over the years, new insects have arrived from overseas.
Stink bugs are a terrible pest for peaches and any of the fruit that we grow. There's problems. I mean, how many people like to get an apple with a worm in it?
That's Bennett Saunders, a descendant of the founders and a modern farmer who understands that consumers are nervous about pesticides.
Everyone wants fruit with less pesticides. Me, number one, you know, I don't like pesticides because, number one, they cost a lot of money. And we have to have special application tools and tractors and sprayers and so forth to put them on with.
He doesn't worry about eating fruit that's been sprayed because the chemicals degrade over time. Take malathion, for example. After a couple of weeks, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it's safe to pick and eat fruit that's been sprayed with that pesticide. But UVA engineering grad Payam Portahari says the stuff doesn't degrade as fast if it washes into rivers, lakes, or streams.
Once it gets into bodies of water, that half-life can go up to 21 weeks.
And because workers must wait for the chemical to degrade before harvest, business partner Zach Davis says a farmer can be faced with difficult decisions.
He has a tough choice to make if there's, you know, a storm or something like that coming, or if there's a lot of bugs present right close to harvest. He has a choice to make. Do I spray now? And do I potentially lose some of my crops while I wait for the pre-harvest interval to go away? Or do I not spray and risk the pest damaging the crops?
That's why he and Davis joined with Professor Mark Kester, students Amir Shakil, Joey Frank, and Sapir Zamarodi to come up with a harmless substance they call agrospheres, a fatty membrane that surrounds pesticides and causes them to degrade in just 2 hours. They have scientific data to support that claim, but they won't publish until they have a patent on the product. In the meantime, Portahari says they're winning all kinds of awards.
Our first big victory was the University of Virginia Entrepreneurship Cup. We won that and the Audience Award, so that gave us $22,000. Then we won the Virginia Velocity Tour, which was held by our governor. And then just last week, we won the National Collegiate Inventors Competition.
Of course, the awards they need now are approval from the FDA and EPA. The students are hopeful, and the Saunders brothers are allowing experiments on their farm to promote fine-tuning of the product. But the founders of Agrospheres concede government approvals could take years. In Nelson County, I'm Sandy Houseman.